Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Welcome. Tonight on the conversation, the IRS is giving and defending refunds to illegals and we had to pay. My thoughts on that, the DEA comes at us again and the hemp industry loses as the DEA sues, and now CBD is now considered a controlled substance. So even if you live in a state where CBD is legal, it is still considered federally illegal and they can still go after you. And that's the San Francisco Supreme Court, federal court. That's not like an Indiana federal court. That is a very, very, very liberal state. You know, the DEA, I love them. Being an Eagle Scout, I'm going to get into the Boy Scouts who are now going to allow women to join. And my outrage is many people are outraged. Even the Girl Scouts don't even seem to be supportive of it and are blindsided by it. Maxine Waters, you know, Kanye West is speaking out of turn. He talks out of turn. And you don't? You know what? What do you think happens, Maxine Waters, if someone by the name of Rosa Parks didn't speak out of turn and didn't stay out of turn? I mean, what if she would have just shut her pie hole and just went along with everything and sat in the back of the bus? Where would you be now? No, she stood up like Kanye West is doing. She's standing up as Rosa Parks did. So was Kanye West. He's thinking for himself, unlike you. If you haven't heard, the creator of Simpsons is now under fire for his longtime character, Apu. My name is Apu. Would you like a slushy? I do not know. I'm in trouble now because after many, many years of being on the show, now they are offended by me. I don't get it. Please help me. Thank you so much. Come again to the quickie, Martha. And that much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of, folks. Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belongs to Jesus Christ. Think about that as you're going through your day today. And welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, folks. And as many of you know, me and my wife paid taxes. Yeah, we owed. Oh, yeah, we don't. We could have just said, screw it and come after us. How are they going to get the money out of us? We don't have anything. Debt collectors. Yeah, collection agencies come after us. We ain't got no. What are you going to get out of us? Yeah, exactly. But anyways, due to the illegals, they're going to get something from an earned income tax credit. 5 million illegals, border jumpers, are eligible for this. What this means is if you were a legal immigrant and you did everything the right way, your taxes that you're paying are going to go to help get 5 million people an earned income tax credit for nothing. They're gonna get money. We had to pay, but they're going to get a bonus. They're going to get money. The IRS defends this. I want to know where I, how do I become an illegal? How do I become a refugee? How do I become someone that gets crap given to me by the government? How do I sign up? Where do I get that? I remember when I was in Viva La Ville Pizza in Northtown. I think that's how you pronounce the name. Sorry if I get it wrong, guys. But, and the dad's sitting there, and he's like, did you know something about the trees? Pops, what did you do? Did you trim them? Did you put new ones? What? There's no money going on it. You got to earn it. You got to work for it. There was a time when ancestors came here, I had 10 bucks to my name. And look at what I have. Not now. Now it's like I came here with nothing, and I got a free house. I got earned income tax credit. I got money from the government, but I did nothing. But I mean that's just world, you know. And I've said this before, like when my sister went to the bank the one time. Oh, I can't. Oh, thank God. You know what? Guess what? Healthcare, it's free. We got Obamacare, free healthcare. My sister's like, who's paying for all this? What do you mean paying for it? Well, someone's got to pay for it. I mean, I can go donate flowers to people. Well, where the flowers come from? I got to pay for them. Someone's got to, you know, I can have surgery, but someone's got to help out and pay for it and do stuff. people just think, oh, free is free. Don't worry. Everything, just don't worry. Everything's going to be given to you. Don't worry about it. And I want to get into this because it just blows my mind. The hemp industry loses the case against the DEA as federal appeals court says CBD a controlled substance. This is from the Hemp Industry Daily, and it's great because it has like the latest updates on, you know, the industry and hemp and all this stuff, and highly recommend checking it out. A federal appeals court sided with the Drug Enforcement Administration and upheld its decision that CBD is a Schedule I controlled substance. A major setback for the American hemp industry, which means if you have hemp, CBD is now considered a controlled substance. Even though it does nothing. It cures cancer. You can't get high from it. You can't. And actually, if you ate a bunch of CBD and a THC, a ton of it. If you could get a mass amount of CBD, it can actually counteract the THC. But that's the problem. People don't want any of that stuff legal because it's billions of dollars going to be flushed down the toilet by the pharmaceutical industry. That's why I remember those old commercials back in the day. This is your brain. And they fried eggs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions? You want to know who funded those? The tobacco industry and the alcohol industry. Why? Because pot's bad, beer is good. Don't do pot. Have Lucky Strike. Get Pall Mall. They're safe. Pot, it's bad. No, because they know that there's, okay, I could get off most of my medications if I could smoke. But no, so it's dangerous. It's deadly. A Las Vegas-based Centura grows hemp and produces CBD products for sale in all 50 states. Centura has joined and is challenged by the Hemp Industry Association. They're challenging this lawsuit, and it's going to go on forever. It's going to go back and forth until they federally legalize it 100%. I honestly think what's going to happen is it's going to be just like alcohol, where it's going to be it's a state-by-state thing. Because technically, alcohol is not legal in the U.S. It's a state-by-state. If the state allows it to be legal, it's legal. You have the right to say, no, we're going to keep it illegal. I mean, and some people say if it's from a marijuana plant, it's illegal, but if it's from hemp, it's legal. I mean, there's all kinds of, who knows? I mean, they're going to have to go through this for 50 years to figure out. So, but it's kind of a big setback for the industry. And, you know, I mean, now if I buy CBD oil, I'm going to get in I could go to jail because it's considered a controlled substance, even though it's legal in my state. I'm going to talk about this for a while because this is huge where I'm from. If you all don't know, I'm a class of 1990 Eagle Scout, and there was rumors that the Boy Scouts are going to allow girls. I'm like, you know, what is that, like MSN? Is that like a joke? Is this the Communist News Network saying this stuff? And they've come out that as of 2019, they're going to drop boy from the word scout, and they're going to allow women to join. And being an Eagle Scout, as a lot of people out there, they want us to voice, I mean, people wonder, what do I think? What's my view? And I'm like, so you mean back in the day, if they allowed girls when I was in Boy Scouts, I could have shacked up with a chick in the tent? Are you kidding me? I mean, I was already back in the day kicked out of the Girl Scouts for eating all the brownies. So, hey, what? Just kidding. But anyways, you know, people, all jokes aside, want, like some people have asked me, what's my opinion, what's my thoughts, this or that or whatever the case, and I'm outraged. Well, the Girl Scouts seem blindsided by it. If you've read any comments from the Girl Scouts, like they're now going to push and do all this stuff to get girls to go to Girl Scouts. The whole point of Boy Scouts is called Boy Scouts for a reason, because it was kind of like a Big Brother type program where you took boys and turned them into men, and you had male role models to help inspire them. I remember going mountain climbing and, you know, in Philmont, climbing like 300, 400, 500, 600 feet or whatever the heck it was up a sheer mountain. And when you're scared of heights and you have a guy behind you, trust your equipment, trust that thing, those ropes can hold, because I was small at the time. Yeah, that rope can hold about six of you. Trust the equipment. Okay, over here, go. Where your arm is, there's a ledge. Grab onto that ledge, pull yourself up, do this. And when you made it to the top, it's like, oh, the view is breathtaking. Okay, then you rappel down. And wow. And you had male role models. And it was something that, you know, was called Boy Scouts for a reason. But ever since we've had a president that realized that he didn't know which bathroom to use, everything's all backwards.
Hillary Clinton, she's a capitalist. Democrats are too socialist for her.
I'm going to get into that.
Okay. I didn't know if you saw it. I just saw it.
Yeah, but I'm talking about something totally different. But anyways, I'll get into that. You're fine. That's my producer. Yeah, it's just hilarious, but it just makes me sick because if we're Boy Scouts for a reason. You know, that's why they have a Girl Scouts. If you don't think there's enough opportunity to do things in Girl Scouts, change it. That's what Rosa Parks did.
That the boys did, camping, everything.
And if they don't think they get enough opportunity or whatever, then change it if you think that. I know people that got to do just as much. And that's why they have a Girl Scout. You know, the boys were the boys, the girls were the girls. A lot of these merit badges that they have in scouting is about, you know, it's turning a boy into a man. I remember a huge mentor of mine, Dick Long, goes, he goes, this, what you experience now, what you have right now is more, I mean, it'll mean the Eagle Scout will mean more to you now in 20 years than it does right now. And trying to see if I can. I used to know where it was. There we go. He gave this to me on my Eagle Scout ceremony. And he goes, yo, this will mean you, this thing in general, and your Eagle Scout will mean more to you in 20 years than it does right now. And it was something that he gave me. And he goes, welcome to manhood. And it's the man in the glass. When you get what you want and your struggle for self and the world makes you king for a day, just go to that mirror and look at yourself and see what that man has to say. For it is not your father or mother or wife whose judgment upon you must pass. The fellows whose verdict counts most in your life is the one staring back from the glass. Some people might think you're a straight shooting chum and call you a wonderful guy, but the man in the glass says you're only a bum if you can't look him straight in the eye. He's a fellow to please, never mind all the rest, for he's with you clear up till the end. And you've passed your most dangerous and difficult test if the man in the glass is your friend. You may fool the whole world down the pathway of years and get pats in the back as you pass, but your final reward will be heartache and tears if you cheated the man in the glass. And all the experiences I had, we did stuff. It was a growing up. It was a, I mean, there are things we did that you don't, okay, you would be different if you had chicks around. I mean, it's sort of like having a male academy and then having chicks around. Okay, yeah, we used to walk around here naked or with a just towel around us and walk down the hall. Now you can't do that. Now you gotta, things we said, things we did. It's kind of like saying, okay, big brothers and big sisters. Now a guy can be a big brother to a chick and a chick can be it. Now I can have a big sister if I'm a guy. Normally, they mentor a guy with a guy and a girl with a girl. Not anymore. So that's going to change too. Oh, because, and I'm sure there's somebody that got their hair up their butt, their panties in a wad. Listen, welcome. I'm offended that you don't allow girls. Well, I don't hear any guys coming out saying, wait a minute here. I'm offended that you don't take guys at the Girl Scouts. I don't hear any people complain that the Girl Scouts don't accept guys. The guys understand that it's a girls' organization for girls. I could understand that there was no Girl Scouts and they had no organization to join and belong to and follow. That's why Girl Scouts have like nail painting merit badges. I don't know what the merit badges are or what they do. I wasn't a Girl Scout. But it's just sad. And they're getting major outrage. There's tons of people. There's a lot of women that like, well, my son will never be in Girl Scout because he's a guy. And I'm sure the heck don't want him in Boy Scouts now if they're going to allow chicks. What difference does it make, you know? Ever since Obama was president, now we have people thinking they're robots or giraffes or chimpanzees or... When I grew up, I knew kids that were gay and lesbian. Now you have people that came... Yeah, the driver's license. I can't. I think I'm an animal. Okay, you know, I'm an eight-legged arachnid. So you know, I'm a tarantula is what I see myself as. I'm going to have a tranquiloplasty. Yes. Doctor in California does it, yeah. In 30 surgeries, I'll look like a tarantula. Add two more arms, two more legs. Then you slowly transplant hair follicles all around my body so I'm all hairy like a tarantula, you know. Hey. Don't be offended, man. It's real that I think I'm a tarantula, I swear. I don't understand, you know, what? There was a time when I grew up when Boy Scouts had boys, Girl Scouts had girls. Nope, not now. I don't get it, but hey, it's different times. America has changed. The creator of Simpsons, Matt Groening, talking about the Apu controversy, because people love to pretend they're offended. Hello, my name is Apu. Welcome to the Quickie Mart. I get you a Slurpee. People, he's right. I honestly think, let me see how far I can pull this. This is bullcrap. This is bullcrap, okay? You're going to allow girls in the Boy Scouts. This is bullcrap, okay? I've got 50 attorneys. We're going to sue. $100 million lawsuit. You're going to allow, okay? How many, I don't hear anybody on the other side saying, well, why aren't the Girl Scouts allowing boys? No, the Girl Scouts are going to ramp up their program to push to get girls in it. They're blindsided by this. And now all of a sudden, our character for how many years on The Simpsons, and all of a sudden people got their panties in a bunch. They love to be offended. It's like, well, let me see how I can, you know, there's a post that I see all the time on the internet. Good morning. What are you guys pissed off about today? What offends you today? I'm offended. I so bad. If I wish I could go back and have people think I had Tourette's, because that'd be odd. I'd love that. Because I could just sit there and cuss people out. I'm sorry. No, but I mean, well, Chief Wahoo, the Cleveland Indians mascot for how many years? Oh, we're getting rid of him. People are offended. Okay. You know, I'm offended by the Washington Redskins. That offends me. So you're offended by a name of a team that was named by Indians, Native Americans. Native Americans named the Washington Redskins. You might offend a Native American. So we're going to, NFL team that was named by Native Americans, a Native American is going to be offended. I mean, just like Nancy Pelosi and that wall that you're building, it violates the rights of all these illegals. Can't fix stupid. Native Americans are going to be offended by the term Washington Redskins, even though they were the ones that named the team. That's the world we live in. You know, that wall, that, how can you do that to all those illegals? Man, that violates their rights as illegals. Wow, so I guess I don't have any rights and I'm a legal citizen, so. We can kill JFK, RFK, John Lennon, but when it comes to Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton, nope. Harry Reid, Paul Ryan, all these people that want to own us and control us, nope. Nope. Maxine Waters is one that scares me. Kanye West, as I was talking about earlier, he spoke at a turn. So you don't want a black person to think for themselves? What do you want, slavery again?
Well, like Kanye said, they still think they're slaves.
Yeah.
Because of the Democrat Party.
It's ridiculous. But, you know, this... Oh, we're offended by Apu. How long's he been there? And now all of a sudden people get their, I swear, it's just like, well, let's see what I can do. You know what? I think we need to ban all TV. I think there was a lady that tried this in New York. I'm going to do an allergen-free bakery. You know what she found out? She'd have to serve water only. Seriously, you name an ingredient. You name something on this earth that someone can eat, and she found someone allergic to it. And she finally sat there and goes, I'm going to take the top 10 allergens, and I'm going to make sure everything I serve is eliminating these top 10 allergens. And if you have something that you can't eat and you talk to me, I can make you it without it. And that's how I think this world is. People are just, let me see what I can get away with. Let's see how I'm offended by this. I'm offended by that. I'm offended by that.
Somebody's allergic. I don't like them, but somebody's allergic to mushrooms.
Oh, yeah. You name it. There's somebody allergic to, you name it. She can find it. Broccoli, spinach, carrots. You name it. There was somebody, corn. And it's like, I don't know. I think it's just, let me see what I can get away with. But that's, you know, I mean, heck, we have an organization that is a Boy Scout group and they want to allow women, so. What does that say for this world? What was that one South Park episode with the goobacks where it's a one language, which is a combination of English, Spanish, French, and basically all languages combined. There seems to be one uniform, one outfit, where everyone looks exactly the same. You can't tell men from women. That's what's going to happen. Pretty soon, in 100 years, there's going to be one, you know, you're just going to be called a bean. One being. Well, I think you're going to have someone. Well, you can't. I don't see myself as a being, more as a creature. Yeah. This is hilarious. This just makes my day. This is hilarious. This is so funny. Oh my God. When I read this, I had to take a double take on this one. Hillary Clinton says Democrats are so socialist it hurt her in the election. Are you kidding me? You're the one that's saying you're going to give everyone everything. Everything is going to be free. You're the one that's like Bernie Sanders that wants. Bernie Sanders, I guarantee you, would have won the election landslide because he was just going to give everyone everything and people just thought, oh, it's okay. Oh, don't worry. Everything's going to be free. Healthcare, college, everything.
You know, the Girl Scouts, I think about, should fight back in that boyhood.
No, they're actually being the smart one saying.
No, I'm just saying. We used to kid when I was a Girl Scout say we were Boy Scouts because we were scouting for boys. We were kids.
Former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said she likely lost some support in the 2016 election for answering that she was a capitalist because so many in the Democratic Party identified as socialist.
Oh my God, you just can't say I'm on because of you. Can you believe she could actually say that with a straight face?
But this was funny.
Well,
she can't. I want her to come out and say, I want her to concede.
She hasn't yet.
She hasn't really conceded. She's still making up all these damn excuses. What really happened is, you know, well, you know, I mean, well, then, and then what, and when, no, you lost. Get over it. She's going to be in a nursing home. She'll be like, now to give a speech. For our in-house entertainment, Hillary Clinton. She's going to roll up in like a wheelchair. I just came to say that in 2016, I lost because I said I was a capitalist and Democrats are socialists and
Lord.
I'm a retard. My name is Hillary Clinton. I don't know any better. No, people didn't vote for you because you're a moron, okay? People were fed up, you know? How many Democrats does it take to fix a problem? No one knows. It hasn't happened yet. That's the thing. We're fed up. We want to, let's give someone who's not a politician a try and see what he can do. Let's see what he can do. Good, bad, or indifferent, it don't matter. You don't have, I mean, you can be liberal. If you're liberal out there and you're listening, welcome. Nancy Pelosi has a $100 million net worth. She has a 20-foot fence around her house, brick fence. Guess what? Tell me how it's okay for her to say that how can we not have a wall at the border, but she can have one around her home? Explain that one to me. Explain that one to me, because it's not like she's hypocritical right there. I mean, most of us, I do have friends that are like fed up with the Republican and Democratic parties. That's why we went Trump. He's smart enough to realize, hey, a liberal's gonna win if he goes independent, he's gonna divide the vote. You know, we need to come together. Okay, I want to get in. This is pretty cool. I'm going to get into this really fast. I think it was in, where is it, New Mexico? Yeah, students in New Mexico participated in their local stand for the second walkout on Wednesday in support of the Second Amendment. And one thing you notice in the photos is there's not that many kids. But you want to notice something? This was organized by kids. Organized by George Soros and Democrats and the Liberal Party. This was kids saying, yeah, I stand up for the Second Amendment. Sort of like in that, what is that thing? The Tour de France, where these two guys ride the thing, like I think it's the day before, the day after each leg. And if you didn't use any sports enhancing things or blood dope or anything, this is what time you'd have if you did it. Really, and you didn't use any sports enhancers or anything like that. This is photos, and I actually posted that. I said the biggest thing is this was student organized, not liberal organized. And that's what the comment I posted to the photo, because if you look at this photo, there's not many people at it. And that's because it was liberal supported. No, it wasn't. It was kids that said, hey, we're gonna do this. We're gonna make this happen ourselves. And it's nice to see we don't rely on government to do it. We do it ourselves. And it's nice to see those kids doing that. It's nice to see kids standing up. And of course, there's people like, well, look at how many people are at the, yeah, what, and somebody shut them up. Well, looking at those anti-gun ones, how many thousands of people there were. Yeah, gee, show me how students were organizing thousands and thousands and thousands of people to go to Washington, D.C. I don't think so. This is kind of historic. I couldn't find much about it on any other states, but Illinois Senate passes a bill that requires LGBT history in public schools. So if you live in Illinois, you'll be required in like middle school and high school and stuff to learn about LGBT history and how it played a role in this country and all this. It's kind of interesting because, I mean, it's getting to the point now where all this stuff you know, that now you're going to have to learn about this stuff whether your kids want to or you want to or not. I mean, heck, when I was in school, you literally would have like a piece of paper that you had to sign to watch a sex education video where it showed you about how man has penis, girl has vagina. And this was back in the day of the projectors. We had the film from one side that went to the other.
I was just in a kindergarten camp with our health force, and we had a little boy.
And, you know, it's like those old, hello. As you get older, you might notice some changes in your body. Timmy over here starts to have some things in his strange. I'm going to tame for the strain. But you had to sign a waiver to watch these cheesy videos. Somehow I was on YouTube and it came up, one of the old sex education videos from when I was like in seventh grade, where the kids going around the zoo asking the zookeeper and stuff about like the male part. And then this girl had this diary and when someone stole it, everyone's like, oh, thank God, I thought it was the only one that was feeling like that. So it was funny. But it was one of those that somehow came up on my feed somehow. It was hilarious. But someone had to have uploaded it, so hey, I watched it, they had to upload it. So that's probably someone that remembers back in the day when they watched it, and I don't know how they got a hold of it, but... See, I had a generation that probably the biggest thing we did, we realized when we had a simulator to do driver's ed, where you watched a projector film and you drove your car to it, that if you didn't do anything, it didn't register a mistake, so you got a higher score. So we tried to, any chance we got, not drive at all so it wouldn't showcase any accidents or any mistakes. That was the big thing we did. No, but you had to get waivers to take driver's ed and to watch these videos on sex ed and do all this stuff. Now they're mandating, okay, you will do this. You will do that. You will learn about transgenders, whether you want to or not. Now, is it going to give a skewed view on it? What if it's something you don't believe in? We're getting to the point where we're almost like in Germany where the government tells you what your kids will learn, not the other way around. No, my kid will not learn about that. We will teach him about sex education. We're not going to allow that. Now, you're going to get in trouble if your kid doesn't. You know, hey. You don't think about it, but it's just little things. Slowly, your freedoms are being taken away. That's what people don't realize. Well, we're not going to ban guns. We're just going to have a soft line on guns. Okay. What that means is this. Well, they're going to just pass this tiny. It's going to be a little minute little thing to, you know, it's going to help with gun control. We're just going to pass this little tiny bill. No, you're not. Yeah, we are. Oh, really? Well, I know what you're going to do. You're going to pass this little tiny nothing, and when it's not going to work like you know it's not going to, then you're going to pass an even stricter law. And then when that doesn't work, you're going to go until you have complete gun control.
Well,
we should. Well, it's all fine and dandy that you want to teach kids about LGBT. But then what's next? What next are you going to mandate that they have to learn? Or, yeah, you know, what next are you going to force them to learn? Yeah, since you don't know how to write cursive, we're going to make up our own constitution, and we're going to teach you the constitution that we've written, because we printed it out, and since you can't read the original. We're going to put in what we want it to say, not what it says, not what it said. That's what's going to happen in this country. Because people don't care. Well, it's just this, you know, I support guns, but we need to have some sort of legislation. And then when that legislation doesn't work, because they know it won't, because no law is going to stop a bad guy from getting a gun or doing something with a gun, then we're going to, before you know it, guess what, folks? You're not going to have any rights at all. Pretty soon they're going to tell you, when you piss, when you eat. Well, see, I think in Illinois, they need to teach religion in school. Why not? If I have to listen to LGBT stuff, then you should have to listen to religion. If you're going to force me into something then why can't I force you into something? Oh, well, see, we can make you learn about the Muslim faith, but not Christianity. That's wrong, you know. That's the world we live in, folks. I don't know if you heard about this one, but it's been on Twitter and stuff, but Tim the Toolman Taylor teases of Last Man Standing return. That we need to keep our voices up, and we need to let them know that, hey, why did you even take it off? That thing was very, very, very profitable. Why did they take it off the air? Well, he was told many times that he was basically pushing, you know, you need to cut down the Obama, anti-Obama rhetoric. And he's like, no way. I love this one. This is great. I know that you are me, and if I can be standing here as your forever first lady, then you can do anything you put your mind to, Michelle Obama. I'd say, I'd love to answer that question. Sure, anyone can, because look, I just want to say something, Michelle, because you just reiterated everything the people in Kenya agree with you 100%, because if Barack Obama was born in Kenya and can go out to be the leader of the free world, then anything is possible if you put your mind to it. So the people of Kenya would stand right with Michelle Obama on that, because they praise Obama, not for the job he did, but the fact that he became the free leader, being born in their country. So they would actually agree with her on that statement, the Kenyan people. Because I have people that, oh, because I guess they want to release all these documents on Obama, you know, birth, like true records and all this stuff, and like bring it. All my friends say, bring it. There ain't nothing there. I'm like, well, yeah, there's nothing there that we don't already know. Anything's possible. Seeing if Trump said the same thing Michelle just said, they'd find some way to make it be negative. Like that photo I saw, where I had like Obama smoking pot at 25, Hillary Clinton sitting on the beach at 25, and what was Trump doing at 25, making America great? This is crazy. I want to get into this before I forget about it, but California lawmakers propose allowing illegal immigrants to serve on state boards. Are you kidding me? A state senator in California is proposing legislation that would allow illegal immigrants to serve on state and local boards. State Senator Ricardo Lara, Democrat, not surprising, introduced Senate Bill 174 on Monday amid an ongoing immigration policy battle with the state. As far as the left, as far left as you want, because people are going to speak up, she said Wednesday. And this was Tomi Lorraine on Fox and Friends. According to the Los Angeles Times, the bill would delete the phrase transient alien from the government code, allowing undocumented residents 18 or older to serve on civil boards and commissions. In a statement, Laura said California's 2 million undocumented immigrants are a source of energy for our state. 2 million undocumented people there. Who knows who they are? They're probably getting crap tons of money in tax refunds. It's ridiculous. They're getting in-state tuition. Some of them receive welfare benefits. They get driver's licenses. Bankrupt. I don't live there, and thank God I don't. I don't know, thanking God. Some people. Well, this is California. It's super great to the illegals. But to the benefits of the Americans that live there. I mean, I'd rather be an illegal there because, hey, you probably get better benefits. I'm just saying, folks. Wow. Whoever thought a day would come in this country where, you guessed it, where an illegal would get better treatment than an American. Moving on, folks. Got about 9 minutes left. I want to thank you so much for tuning in around the world, wherever you are. Thank you so much. And I can't believe that I would ever see the day that Real Madrid and Liverpool are vying for a Champions League title. I never thought I would see that. I mean, I didn't think United would have gotten all the way, but Liverpool? Then if they got Mohamed Salah, who, if they can win this Champions League final, he could possibly get the Ballon d'Or trophy. We'll have to wait and see how Real Madrid... That's going to be an interesting... I honestly think it's going to be a blowout one way or the other. Going to be very interesting. Who would have thought Liverpool and Real Madrid? It's going to be huge. Let's see what day that game is on. May 26th. It's going to be a huge game. But if, as many of you haven't heard, Marlon Fellaini is basically, hey, they've had the opportunity. I guess he's wanting a crap ton of money. And a player like that, we shouldn't be begging to keep. If he wants, I mean, of course, Jose Mourinho wants that lover to stay. He loves him. He thinks he's the greatest. And there are players that I don't think, that do much in terms of Mourinho. They don't do much on the pitch. And, well, they didn't do enough to stay on the team. Well, I don't think he does enough to stay on the team. He's, you know, and gets play time. So, I don't know. I mean, since Mourinho wants him, sign the damn contract already. Just get it over with. I just wonder if he stays, if like a Garrett Bale would say, hey, if he's going to be there, I'm not going to stay. I'm not coming. Out of the last 5 years, 4 players of the year have been won by De Gea. We've gone totally from an offensive team to a defensive team. We play Brighton Hove Albion tomorrow at 3:00 U.S. time. My Everton wife, Lord help her. But anyways, love you. You know, I mean, we're pretty much guaranteed second place from the math I've worked out. If we lost every game in third place, won them all, you know, we're still in second place. But, you know, we're ahead of Liverpool in the Premier League, but we can't do anything with them. And I never would have guessed Liverpool being the Champions League final. I thought maybe Roma, somebody, but not them. But we got to get some transfers in here. We need to get back to the United we've always been. A offensive team. I want to have a midfielder win the Player of the Year award. I want to see a Lukaku or a Pogba or a Sanchez win. Not the goalie. Not a De Gea, 4 out of 5 years. He's got a pretty steep hill to climb. I mean, next year is not a... I mean, this is the first team he's never... This is the first place he's gone where he hasn't won a title in the second year. And a lot of people just wanted him. Cool, because he'll get the title in the second year, and then who cares what happens? And we can rebuild the team after that. Got about 5 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, wherever you are. And it's just, I don't know. I don't know what the answers are. I mean, I think it falls a lot on the players. Because you can have the manager all you want, whether it's Ferguson or Mourinho or Van Hall or... doesn't matter who it is. They can give you something, but you got to execute on the pitch. You got to execute. You got to be someone that steps up and does the job. And I don't know if they just know how to play together. They just, you know, I don't know. The inconsistency is something that a lot of people are trying to figure out were they starting to get a consistency, and then Sanchez came in and kind of spoiled the whole bunch, because it's like, well, I'm used to playing here and he's going to play there and da da da. And like they always say in basketball, you can take the 5 best players and put them on the team, but if they can't play together, they're not going to be a great basketball team. You know, do we have really, really great players, but they just can't play together? So that's one of those issues that I hope we can solve, and hopefully we do get some results over the summer and we come back strong. You know, because that's something that, you know, is frustrating for us. And as many people know, you know, next year if he doesn't win a title, he'll be gone. They'll get rid of him and they'll get someone else in there. And then I feel like we're going to be starting from ground zero all over again. And then you're kind of like, well, wait a minute here. You know, a lot of us, some feel like, well, we're kind of in a situation where we're not really better, but we're not bad, but we're not good. You know, it's kind of like we're so up and down that it's kind of like, okay, We had a lot of lucky breaks that got us where we are, so. Oh, my wife just showed me a picture of the new Boy Scout uniform revealed, and it's pink. And it has, like, a guy dressed up like a chick. Wow. That's wrong. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you do feel part of, and I hope you take this and run with it and get people involved and tune in and do something. You know, as Matthew West would always say, you know, do something. Make change for the better. You know? Be active. Yeah. It's crazy. We have people that actually support people like Maxine Waters and Hillary Clinton, some of these people that say that that wall violates their legals. Right. Okay. Yeah, you know how many people went from one part of the country all the way through Mexico into the U.S. and stay there? No. Who knows? I mean, we are a nation of immigrants, folks, but we're also a nation of laws. So think about that one. You know, that's how this world is. You know, we have rules for a reason. So you know to stop. So you can, you know, so you can look at stuff and say, okay, yeah, that's not good. That's soap. Yeah, that's a Tide Pod. That's soap. So you know not to eat it. There's laws and rules. And God gave you common sense to use. So remember, folks, you got a brain God give you, use it. And with the firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, we guide our fortunes and our sacred honor. Till next Tuesday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.